Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Nicole Cummitt. Welcome.
Hi.
Nicole, what do you do at the U of A?
I'm a junior. I'm a pre-med student studying physiology and molecular and cellular biology. I work at the Katsanis Lab in the Steele Children's Research Center at the U of A. Our lab's main focus is to decrease the likelihood of graft versus host disease while increasing the graft versus leukemia effect of bone marrow transplants. What graft versus host disease is when the immune system, which is created by the bone marrow, begins to attack the patient or the host. So that new immune system is attacking the patient, and that's what causes all the negative side effects and all the problems associated with graft versus host disease.
And we're trying to figure out how to make the bone marrow more friendly to the existing culture that it's been introduced to?
Yeah, basically.
And how do you do that?
It's typically done with a combination of chemotherapies and irradiation, just to knock out the existing immune system of the patient before transplanting that bone marrow. And that tends to decrease the likelihood of graft versus host disease, just to make it a little bit better.
Okay, yeah. So you want it to integrate?
Mm-hmm.
And in order to do that, you kind of lower the defenses. Why are you taking this approach?
Our goal is to create a better conditioning regimen to decrease that graft versus host disease while increasing the graft versus leukemia. So there are about 18,000 people in the U.S. who could benefit from getting a bone marrow transplant, but only about 30% of those people will find a related matched donor. So there's a huge waiting list for bone marrow transplants. And if you look at those people, there's varying odds of finding an unrelated matched donor. So if you're Caucasian, your chance is about 75%. Hispanic drops to 45%. Asian drops to 40%. And if you're African American, it drops to 25%. People of mixed race, their chances plummet. The goal is to create this conditioning regimen that will allow for haploidentical bone marrow transplants to occur.
And haploidentical means it's not a perfect match?
Yeah, so it's half matched. The benefit of that is that both of your parents are going to be haploidentical matches, as well as half of your siblings. So the chance of finding a related donor increases dramatically. But right now, haploidentical bone marrow transplants aren't widely used because they have much greater chances of developing GVHD, graft versus host disease. And it's much more likely that that graft versus host disease is going to be a lot more severe just because you're only half matched in this, instead of much more matched as a normal bone marrow transplant would be. I would definitely encourage a lot of people to go out and get on the bone marrow donor list, just because the more people you have on the list, the greater the chance that someone's going to find their match. It is definitely a procedure, and it's something that you shouldn't take lightly. You can really make a difference if you are someone's match. It could completely change their lives. It could save their lives.
How would you go about that?
I would look it up. It's not something you could just enter your name in like an organ donor, but especially here at the university, there's a lot of opportunities. People will actually come to the university and take swabs to get you on that donor list. I believe about 3,000 people die waiting for a bone marrow transplant a year.
That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
So my plan is to go to medical school.
That's good. Do you ever listen to music?
I do. I listen to a lot of music just driving around.
Who do you like?
I really like Zac Brown Band. A lot of different artists. I kind of try to keep it all new and fresh just so that I'm hearing some of the stuff that I already know and I can, you know, sing in my car, but also like new stuff to just mix it up a little bit. I did a lot of dancing when I was in high school. I did ballet, lyrical contemporary, a little bit of jazz. And since I've graduated high school and moved to college, I've taken a couple ballet classes at the university. And right now I'm taking a jazz class.
You're a very disciplined person. You're going to be a really good doctor.
Thank you.
Because those are like ballet. That's a serious discipline.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson. with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.